send 6 CLX, Tom.
I got a David or a Mike. I got a Mike in my hand, anyways. How you doing this morning?
Got Mike in his hand, too.
Doing good.
Just this weather makes me just want to sleep in, and so I'm running late.
Let's see, we could sure use a good rain. Hi. Well, I'm headed down to my normal six-month doctor's appointment. And I think it'll be brief, hopefully. And get that over with. And then Bernice has got to go back today, and the wife, and she's got to get her eye looked at. She had a cataract removed yesterday, and she's feeling good, and her eye is finally back to normal. She's got needle-sized pupils, you might say, and they really have to douse her to get her eyes dilated, and so it takes a long time for them to come back to normal.
That stuff burns, too. What is that thing going on? That stuff burns when they put it in my eyes. I hate it.
The first dose does, and then after that, if you're getting a procedure done or something, you don't feel it. It's just a part of it, I guess. It burns like the Dickens when they put that in your eyes at first. When they're doing cataract surgery or changing lenses or something like that, they really numb it up so you absolutely won't move. Bernice had partly a laser procedure also. I don't know that for sure. The way she described it, it didn't sound like it, but for the cost of it, she should have had.
Hey, I don't want to have cataracts, but I think it's just something that happened. But then, whatever, you got to see.
It's almost a production line now. You just go down, like us, we went down to the Piedmont Surgery Center, and all the waiting's done, and then the actual surgery's about 10 minutes, and it's absolutely, totally 100% painless, so it's really nothing to worry about. It just sounds gross, and I never did like anybody messing with my eyes whatsoever. The worst I ever had is I got 8 pieces of metal in my eye when I was cleaning a Sony glass scale on a deflect jig mill. It's a big machine tool. And I had on safety glasses, and somehow it got under them. And the old boy dug it out with what looked like a center punch with a ball on the end of it with a burr on it.
There to process that. That's bad.
Yeah, try looking through a fluoropter and having somebody stick something in your eye and then them telling you not to move.
Got my eyes checked once years ago. The doctor looked at my eyes and said, hey, you got a bunch of, I don't know, he called it something, some kind of sty or something growing on the skin around. He says, normally those will go away, but you got like an infestation of them, infection from it. He says, I can take care of it for you if you want. Okay. Oh my gosh. 20 minutes later, I had to tell him, please stop. Please stop. And it wasn't the procedure to remove them. It was the procedure to put the painkiller in my eyes. After the fourth jab, I couldn't take it anymore.
This is NZLTR with N6CLX. Well, Mike, I'll tell you, another bad one was I had a detached retina. I was working on an HVAC system, and I raised my head up. I just gently bumped in enough to say, ouch. And I was changing a tertiary chamber, they call it. It's a secondary chamber in a high-efficiency unit. And pretty soon I saw thousands of these little floaters in my eye. And what in the world is that? Because I hit the back of my head. Well, that's blood coming from the retina. And so if you ever see, I don't mean just a few floaters, everybody gets those from time to time. There was literally thousands of these little dots, and I had to have it lasered. Well, the old boy, I guess he deadened it up, and while he was doing the laser, he was shooting this, I guess, green Yagi laser in my eye. He had a foot pedal there, and then zap, 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 like that. And he did a great job. He was a specialist down in Joplin, Missouri. But he paused, and he says, you're going to have to hold still now, Tom. And I said, well, it hurts. He says, well, and he worded it this way. He says, I think he was old, an Iranian fella or something like that, a little bit hard to understand, but a fine doctor. And he says, I can take a needle and stick in behind your eye and deaden that. I said, nope, I'll hold still.
DLX variety. I would have taken that choice, too. Oh, my gosh. I just don't want anything like that to happen. My wife went in 2 years ago. 2 years ago, December, to go get just a gallbladder removed. No big deal. Done it 100 times, doctor said. No problem. Well, of course, she was the first time that complications came, and she ended up in the hospital for a week.
Tell her she's not the Lone Ranger. Same thing happened to me. Oh, we're doing this laparoscopically. And I told this Spanish fella, I said, you want to give me some vitamin K before you do that, or I'll bleed. No, we'll take care of that. And I said, no, you'll take my blood, and you'll see how long it takes to clot. And everything looks normal, but I said, I'm anything but normal. Lo and behold, I got pictures of that. And I mean, I was black from my belly button all the way to my spine on both sides in about a foot high. So I was bleeding internally. So the next morning, she said, well, we'll have to make a small incision and correct it. I said, no, you'll open up my abdomen with about a 12-inch cut and go in there and fix it. And I said, just get it over with. And so that cost me some days off, and I only missed 29 days in 29 years, and he messed that up.
This is like the horror story hour. Well, sorry to tell you this, but I'm at work, and I'm going to go in, because I just can't wait. So, Tom, good luck at the doctor. Hopefully he looks at everything, looks at your blood from last week, and says, you're good to go. And have a good rest of the day. N6CLX, I'm going to be clear on your final.
Yeah, I guess we shouldn't have got off on horror stories. It sounds like the Geritol Network on HF. Anyways, Mike, good to hear you. Yeah, I already looked at my blood tests. They post them online on the Prisma Health System. Everything looks normal. And I had one little thing that was one unit off, and I think it was my sugar might have been one unit off out of 100. So no problem there. Anyway, it's a dreary old day, and it's supposed to be the possibility of high winds and all the bad stuff later this afternoon that we hope we miss, and the mountains kill it. 73's Mike, N6, CLX, and 0TR is clear.